It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you, and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Long ago in a field near Bethlehem,
shepherds saw a brilliant light.
They were so afraid till an angel said to them,
"Fear not, for on this holy night
I'll bring you good news, good news,
good news,
good news, the Son of
for the holy child,
led by a shining star,
with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christmas musical heritage. You've been listening to the song Good News. As we enter the Christmas season, we're listening to songs of the good news of exceeding great joy. The rejoicing of this season is because God came down to man. In this Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, let's rejoice with the good news, with exceeding great joy. Here's the song that says, rejoice with exceeding great joy.
Over mountains and and valleys and led them each night. A star of most radiant light. The wise men rejoiced as they journeyed afar to behold such a beautiful star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy.
Christ's birth is celebrated with this great joy and rejoicing because God has come down to man, God in the flesh. What an incredible night that must have been. As we celebrate the season, let's do so with the joy of the Lord. Here's a medley of carols to rejoice and sing along with.
Joy to the world, the Lord
that was expressed that night was one of unspeakable joy.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere. Promised Messiah, our Emmanuel, Alpha, Omega, and the hope of the ages at last has been born. Let's join all creation and sing.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are
combination of songs in a medley titled The Festival of Carols. The festivities of that night were centered around a baby lying in a manger, surrounded by animals, shepherds, and the family. The Festival of Carols will be followed by the song One Little Manger.
Joy to the world, come, let earth receive her King.
king, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Joy to the
just one little manger for a bed, a pillow of straw for his head. Mary and Joseph standing by, the star in the east shone from the sky. Alleluia. Alleluia, oh
come,
let us sing. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia to the King.
The song of the angels rang so clear, telling the news far and near. Tonight is born Christ the King. Oh, let us rejoice, let us sing. Alleluia.
Why we can rejoice with exceeding great joy is because the hope of all the ages had come down that night. Now time for our story behind the song. In most hymn books, the writing of this song is attributed to a French carol, and under the place where the author's name would be, it reads Source Unknown. Though this song's author has been hard to trace, it appears to have come out of the 1700s from France and was translated into English in the 1800s. The melodious chorus, with all of its moving parts, has three words that are Latin. The word Gloria means glory, Excelsis means in the highest, and Deo means God. So the next time you sing this great Christmas hymn, remember that what you are singing in the chorus is Glory to God in the highest.
Angels, we have
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.